His name is Kevin, and he has a podcast. Kevin Sousa.
No one listens but us. SpongeBob with Kevin Sousa.
That's why you have more people come on the show.
His shorts are constantly covered in barbecue.
I know, she's in it. You're going to listen.
Kevin Sousa. His back is hairy as his hairy ass.
Kevin.
Holy shit, dude.
Kevin Sousa.
What? There's two of them? Like a pair of nerds? Nope, more like a pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, Ken from ParaNerds.com, along my co-host...
Tired Rooster.
That's right. Man, you've been always tired for like the last couple of weeks, man.
We just came back from camping.
Yes, we did come back from camping. At the beginning of the podcast, that little awkward song there was actually you, drunk out of your mind, along with the other people talking about how much our podcast sucks and how hairy my back is.
To the theme of SpongeBob.
Yes, to the theme of SpongeBob. Yeah, we went camping this weekend, which is why we're recording this on a Tuesday, and it's going to be up on a Wednesday, today being the 24th.
That is correct.
And this podcast being the 25th. Look at us. We're in the 25th podcast.
Yay!
That makes us 24 times better than whoever else is listening to this.
Who just started.
Yes. If you just started on this pod, on your own pod,
you
hey,
catch up.
Look, it's me. I'm still talking. That's awesome. I'm actually kind of tired, too. I bought a pack of cigarettes, so I'm kind of relaxed again. So we went camping this weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Or we can just do it right now.
We can.
Yeah, so you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did.
All right, that's cool. we played drunken charades. We played drunken
charades,
and you kept talking about fucking rape.
Remember?
I remember.
They were watching the movie.
Yeah, there was a family when we went camping. They were watching a fucking movie on a big screen TV. I'm not even like not
the
a
girl
TV.
With the dragon tattoo.
It was a film projector. Yeah, and they were watching Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. But for fuck's sakes, dude, listen to the rape. Everyone, listen to the rape. You heard
it
rape?
Was everyone's all talking and laughing
because
and
no
I
one
just
wants to hear a
and
girl
I just
screaming.
Heard some woman screaming. I'm like.
That
sounds like
that.
Someone's raping.
But no one wants to hear a girl getting raped, man. What the hell's wrong with you? Especially when you're drunk or stolen. I wasn't, but other people were. That's the last thing you want to hear, man. You're so into it. You're like, this is a rape. Everyone, quiet. This is a rape.
It's so messed up. I was like 6-year-old watching it with their family.
Yes, and it was messed up, and I don't want to hear about it. Actually, did you know that on our search, when you can look up statistics on our website, Rooster reviewing Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is up there.
Oh,
a lot of people like that review for some reason.
Or maybe they're just laughing at me.
Maybe. I don't know, because you do enjoy your rape, which is really fucking bad.
It scarred me for life.
Yeah, and I get that, but you gotta stop saying rape, man.
Rape is a good word.
No, it's not. Not even close. Speaking of rape, what do we have on this podcast this week? We're gonna be talking about news, like we always do, new releases first, then news. And I want to talk about my 3D to 2D talk. Back to 2D, if you saw that pretty little logo I created on ParaNerds.com. That's right, which no one read, and if you listen to this,
read it.
Comment. Did you comment on it?
No.
All right.
I never leave comments on our own
You're
site.
You're too cool. And you also want to talk about open world gaming, right, as the last topic? Awesome, big and cheesy. I'm greasy. Let's see what games are coming out this week. Give me one second here.
Games coming out. They want the world to know.
Oh, I see. Actually, I think I mentioned this last week where I bought Fantastic Four. I don't know if... Was it last week?
Yeah, $4.
Yeah, I bought it for $4. It's not that bad of a game.
No, it's not. $4?
It's shit, but it's... For, like, $60? If I bought that game for $60, I'd be like, this is a
Rip
fucking
off.
Waste. But for $4, it's definitely pick it up.
Game.
Yeah, it's a great game. If you can pick it up for $4, go for it. All right, so let's see what games are new release for
week August
22nd. Yes, Mafia 2 for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, which I actually don't mind. I like
Never
the first Mafia.
Mafia.
No, it's not a bad game. It's really obviously Godfather and shit, right? Even though Godfather has their own game. Actually, I want to buy the Scarface game. That's a different story. So far, this game's been getting generally positive reviews, I'd say. It got 8.5 on GameSpot.com. Elemental War of Magic for the PC.
I think Elemental is a card game.
Really?
I think so.
Is this like the Magic Gathering on Xbox 360?
Maybe.
That's dumb. Shank on Xbox 360. I think I'm going to
Shank
you.
Shank is.
Never heard of it. Worms Reloaded for PC.
It's Worms 1 with more things.
I like Worms. I actually enjoy that game.
Yeah,
man.
So did I.
We should pick that up for 360 arcade.
Do they have Worms?
Yeah, of course they have Worms. I have worms. I know you had a tapeworm one time, but, you know.
I know. I lost, like, 18 pounds in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, I know. And then you, like, shit out this white stream of
that was
stuff.
Probably the worm.
Ah, it's so dirty. Ship Simulator Extremes. Wow, on PC, no one cares.
That's not that bad. I like playing airplane simulators.
Really? You're one of those guys?
I'm not the ones who fly, like, jet, you know, 49AB at, you know, WestJet Airlines. Like, I'm not the... I like flying, like, fast planes.
You like flying so high. Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar.
It's bizarre.
Bazaar.
Isn't that, like, bizarre? Isn't it, like,
bazaar.
A shop or a festival?
Possibly. I don't know.
Fable 2?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'll take your word on that. That's coming out for Nintendo DS, which I like those Harvest Moon games
on
the DS. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World has been getting insanely great reviews.
Has it?
Because the game's basically a 2D beat-em-up. Think of, like, River City Ransom and, like, Streets of Rage and shit.
Yeah.
It's all 8-bit, and there's a lot of references to other video games in it.
Even in the movie, there was a lot of references to video games.
Yeah.
I wanted to see
it. I want
to
see it, too. NHL 2K11 for Nintendo Wii? Really? Wow. That's good. Ivy the Kiwi? DS? That's the name of it. Ivy the Kiwi? That's coming out for the DS.
Oh, my. They finally did it.
Oh, my God.
Grease the game.
Grease is the word, it's the word, it's the beat, the day, day.
Wait, is it? I think it's a singing game.
Sing and dance alongside Danny and Sandy in Grease for the Nintendo Wii, 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 Wii.
So great, now little kids can sing about how dirty and
how
wet and stuff.
Yeah, when I sing this, yeah, becomes. I know. How do you sing? I guess you need a microphone?
Yeah, you need the...
Really? That's
a Wii mic.
Wow, they really made them look really ugly. The Bachelor coming from Nintendo Wii and DS. I should.
Didn't that come out like 2 weeks ago?
We thought
or
so.
Or was it The Bachelorette?
I don't know. Who cares? It's shitty. Gunblade NY and LA Machine Guns Arcade Hits Pack. Holy
Gunblade. Isn't that game that's kind of like...
What, Squallhead?
No, there's that diamond, that triangle in the middle, and you gotta shoot a bunch of marbles at it.
No, fuck. I know what you're talking about. The board game.
Yeah.
That's not Gunblade. I know you, like, it has, like, different shapes and you
hit
marbles on it.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's that called? I know you're talking about. I'll figure that out after break.
Star Shooter? Shooting Phase?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that's basically all. The only good thing. Well, actually, just Mafia 3, which is coming out, which is good. And there's Harvest Moon and Scott Pilgrim and everything else. And then Baxter in Greece, you know. That's basically
it. That's not bad.
What's Ivy the Kiwi? That looks interesting.
Kiwi.
Kiwi the Kiwi?
No, I'm looking at the bird. I'm assuming it's Kiwi.
Yes.
Or is it Ivy the Kiwi?
It's most... I
think Kiwi is the bird.
That title's too crazy. You know what game I actually want to pick up? I was looking up the list. Is Sonic's Ultimate Collection for the Xbox 360.
Don't you own it already?
I don't own that, no. There's a lot of fucking good Sega Genesis games on that thing.
Really?
Yeah, a lot. I'll show you the list. Actually, I'll show you the list right now.
Sonic the Collection.
Sonic Collection. It's old. It's really fucking old. But I bought Sonic 2 and... Or not, I didn't buy Sonic 2. I bought a Sonic & Knuckles Ultimate Collection. I bought Sonic & Knuckles and Sonic 3 for the Xbox 360 Arcade. And I actually like playing those old games again. Especially now that there's...
Could have swore you had this game.
I don't have this game.
Wait, go up for a second?
Yeah.
No, okay. Maybe you don't. I remember that cover, though. Sonic's fat.
Sonic is fat. Yeah, there's so many games on here. Altered Beast, Comic Zone,
Columns.
Oh, it's
not just Sonic games?
No. Echo the Dolphin, Flicky, Golden Axe 1, 2, 3, Kid Chameleon, Phantasy Star, Rhystar, Shining Force, Shinobi, Sonic
Vector
the Hedgehog
Man.
Game, Sonic 3 Blast, Sonic Speedball, Streets of Rage 1, 2, 3, Vector Man 2, fucking, and then there's
unlockable
games.
How do you unlock it? You have to,
I guess you get achievements and shit. Shinobi's in there. I want to get this, man. For $20, it's fucking worth it.
Yeah, $20 not bad.
And especially that these arcade games online, like four of them is like $20, so I might as well just pick
true.
Up this set. But it's old, so no one cares. Yeah, so that's basically all for new releases for this week. Up next, we're going to be talking about new news.
News.
Yeah, we're tired.
I am.
Want to touch my penis?
Want to touch my hernia?
Ugh. With my penis?
Sure.
Yeesh.
Which Nintendo character sucks? Kirby. What's Homer Simpson's favorite console? The Nintendo! Why is Ms. Pac-Man the greatest woman in the world? First she swallows, then she dies.
If you think these jokes are bad, well, can you do better? Send your video game jokes to theparanerds at gmail.com or leave a joke in the comment section below and we'll read it on our next podcast.
Why did Harry Mason move to Silent Hill? The other hills were too loud. What kind of pants does Mario wear? Denim.
What did Earthworm Jim say when he was watching The Simpsons? That voice sounds familiar.
Stop it, audience. Stop laughing at me. That voice does sound familiar. You know what that voice sounds like?
Didn't we do this on the first time we ever used it?
Did we?
I think so. Same voice of Homer?
Oh, what? No.
Earthworm Jim?
No. No!
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was going anywhere with that. I didn't think it was actually... Shut up. Don't listen to me. No one else does. But, hey, we're talking about news this time. Hey, how's it going? All right. So, we have a little bit of news. Nothing really too fancy coming out here. According to GamerZines.com, Kitase to consider bringing Parasite Eve franchise to next-gen consoles.
I like Parasite Eve.
I like Parasite Eve, too. She was pretty fucking hot. For
I don't know who the hell Kitase is.
Neither do I, but he's saying that we don't know yet, but at the moment we're applying all of our energy to applying the finishing touches to the PSP version, which is pretty fucking cool, and unfortunately, I don't own a PSP.
No.
So if anyone out there wants to buy me a PSP, feel free to do it. But
except that super commercial where that kid's always saying, $9.99.
Oh, that wiener
what's
kid?
He saying? $9.99.
$9.99? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that commercial.
He's like, I got an iPhone app, and it's like, you can have this and that for $9.99.
The games.
Okay. I'm just like, $900
No, for $10, you can buy shitty PSP games. You can buy, like, Buzz and Trivia and all that bullshit that he's talking about.
Because I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah. I'm like, what's $9.99?
But yeah, Parasite Eve, maybe remake coming up for next-gen consoles? I wouldn't mind it. The original Parasite Eve actually kind of scared me because it was so bloody. Yeah. And I remember, I think Parasite Eve 1 or 2, I forget which one, but if you beat the game, you actually get the gunblade from Final Fantasy
VIII. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever bet the game.
I played the first couple minutes and I got scared because I was a wuss.
I was scared, but...
I think Jesus scared me in the beginning. Up next, Microsoft bans Halo Reach Pirates. Basically, a bunch of idiots who have their modded systems played Halo Reach online.
Why?
Because they're stupid. So, one of the fall's biggest titles... Sorry, this is from uk.xbox360.ign.com. Holy fucking link. I'm going to have that at the bottom of the page after, so you guys can click on it. Since Halo Reach is one of the fall's biggest titles, people are already downloading it. And it says here, we are aggressively pursuing the violators... A company spokesperson said in a statement given to IGN, Microsoft's commitment to combat piracy and support safer and more secure gameplay for the 25... I don't know how it's safer.
I'm not surprised. It happened the exact same Halo ODST and Call of Duty
Modern Warfare 2. Yeah.
People were playing before it was released. You're definitely going to get banned because they have the servers up.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're testing. And then all of a sudden it's like, Leftover 3 has joined. It's like, wait, how did he get that game? IP, banned... So it's like you can't wait, 1 week, 2 weeks for the game?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing now. With these new games, I mean, like I said before, I had a PS, PlayStation, the original one modded at the beginning. I did. Fuck you guys. Get over it. And there was no online to worry about.
Nope.
So, I mean, like, even now, like, I don't have any of my systems modded, but if I were to mod my, like, Xbox 360 or my PS3, I'd be terrified to do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, actually, there's a PS3 jailbreak mod. The PS3 is actually modded now.
See, the thing is, I shop at, what's that place? Pacific Mall.
Yeah.
You could buy shit cheap.
Yeah.
And I always heard people talking to them and asking for PS3 mods, if they do it. And there's always advertisements for Xbox 360 mods, but never PS3. And people say that you can't mod a PS3.
It's an external USB key that's able to do it now.
But then I kept hearing people say you can, and it's like, I don't own a PS3 anyways. But and then it's like, you got people who say you can't, people say you could, people say you could, but you can't because the DVDs are too expensive, blah, blah, blah.
All these reasons, yeah.
So now all of a sudden
you can.
Using USB.
It's called a PS3 jailbreak. I'm not here to promote it. It's just what it's called. But, yeah, you can basically...
You can download it at... No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. I've been reading a lot about it, but, yeah, it's you can hack anything. Like I said this before, there's no way to stop pirates. There's no way to stop piracy. It's going to happen regardless. I mean, look at the music industry. It's shit now because people are pirating music. I still buy music because I'm a
supporter.
Look
at today's music. It's shit.
That's true, too. So,
so it's I mean, back then, you could pay $20 for a CD because it's actually worth it.
Yeah.
Do you really want to pay $20 for a Lady Gaga CD? Yeah, because it's worth it.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, like... Yeah, the whole thing's gone to shit because, like, I'll download TV shows because, fuck you, it's on TV for free.
I just stream it.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you can watch it online, you can watch it on TV. It's free anyways. Movies I don't download, well, if it's like a movie like that no one's ever heard of, like Earthlings, like stuff like that, which are is free anyways. But
I don't, because I can't afford the bandwidth.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I don't mind like I don't mind the downloading movies or whatever. I mean, do what you want. I don't care. But doing this will result in more expensive games. Just letting you know that.
Pretty much, we had a huge like 40-minute conversation about how people wouldn't be pirating if games were cheaper, but games are expensive because people
that was podcast 20-something. I don't know which one it was. But if you're gonna mod your systems, don't be stupid and play it online before the game's even out.
No, not that. You pretty much are prepared to be banned. It's just a matter of time.
And really? Halo Reach? Why?
I don't know. But like, just based on these screenshots, it looks kind of like...
Every other Halo?
I don't know if this is the website or if it's the game, but it looks so detailed, right? But it's probably a website. But I don't know. I was never into Halo.
Neither was I.
There's probably a really good story to it. I just didn't really care.
I was never really...
Gears of War 3, I'm looking forward to it. I want to finish the story. Yeah. Because I guess I played the part first one, got into the story. Halo, I never got into the story. Something about banana boats.
I've never played Halo at all, but, you know, it's just my thing. I don't like Halo. I'm not against it. I don't care. Speaking of good games, remember how last week I made a game with zombies in it? Was it its birthday?
You made a game with zombies
in it? No, that's the name of the game.
Yes, it was their birthday.
I remember how they had, like, a special, whatchamabobber, announcement.
Yeah.
This...
Yeah.
Well, the announcement is the song I made a game with zombies in it is on Rock Band now. You can buy this.
It's a long ass song.
It's like 8 minutes long. Yes, I have it on my iPod too, which I listen to it like all the time.
So be prepared to rock those fingers.
So yeah, the song, that's the announcement they wanted to make.
And there it is. There's the picture.
There's the picture of it. Download. I made a game with zombies in it. Go to ska-studios.com and download it, because support it. If I had Rock Band, I would definitely buy it.
I love it how the difficulty is like 5 for drum, but it's not even just 5 things. It's 5 hearts. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Rock Band. I play an actual instrument. I'm actually talented.
No, you're not.
Kidding. Xbox 360 dashboard update coming before Kinect launch.
It's not.
What do you mean?
It's an update to get all the people from who have their modded systems. I know that for a fact.
Oh, it's one of those things?
It's one of those things when... Because I know a few people who had a modded Xbox. When before Modern Warfare 2...
Dave, what?
Before Modern Warfare 2 came out, they released a dashboard update. But if you noticed, there was no actual new thing on the dashboard. It was just... I don't know what the hell they did.
They do it with the Wii all the time,
too. They do it, like, the Wii update. It's like, what did you really update?
Yeah.
Nothing. I guess the white might be an off-white. I don't know.
Well, so, it says here, you just further proving this. This is from GamerZines.com as well. You'll see that we launch on November 10th with Kinect, and soon before that, we'll have a new dashboard update with all the great new features that come as part of Kinect and make it a live, really good experience.
They're trying to convince, because if you notice November 10th, every November, every year, they release... a dashboard update, and then that's when the hammer fisting? I don't know what they call it all online. That's when every person, for example, let's say you modded your system today.
Yeah.
Or after November, next November, you were probably banned that day.
Yeah.
But you won't get hit until next November.
Well, it says here, this update is also rumored to include support for YouTube and email clients.
It probably might. Yeah. But that's probably not their intention.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, let's
They're just like, let's just throw on YouTube because it supports it. But at the same time,
that would be pretty fucking
10 million
cool.
people just got banned, and now they just bought brand new systems.
That,
and then monitored
as long as I don't read the comments on YouTube, I'm happy. Because I can't stand whatever comments on... I hate people in general. Edition.cnn.com are giving their top 5 must-have video games for fall. And here's their top 5. Halo Reach. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
What kind of... Warriors of Rock?
Yeah, it's another Guitar Hero coming out. Yeah. Fallout New Vegas. Oh my god, I can't wait for this game.
Ooh, Civilization
5. Wait, no, I want to talk about Fallout New Vegas.
Alright.
I fucking love Fallout 3 so goddamn much. That's like my top 5. It's in there of my top 5 favorite games. I fucking love Fallout 3, and I'm so looking forward to Fallout.
For the first 5 podcasts, every reference was to Fallout, how great Fallout was.
Oh, it's such a great game. You know, I still have one more fucking map or whatever, one more DLC to complete. I'm just saving it before this game comes out. I love Fallout. Fuck you guys. You should try it out, man. It's a great game.
I should.
You should.
I don't own it.
Civilization 5.
I'm looking forward to that.
And Medal of Honor. Mm. Which... Speaking of Medal of Honor...
We're talking about it?
CP24, our local Toronto news thingy, which really surprised me as I was watching it this morning on the news, they're talking about the game, basically, which is weird to hear a game on Toronto news because it must have been a slow news day.
Pretty much, I bet you they listened to our podcast and took what we said and just put on the news.
Probably. Basically, they're saying that the game is tasteless and all that jazz, but Britain decries video game with Taliban role as tasteless product. Now, we went over this last week with the controversy thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that pisses me off about, like, I don't want to say, like, the media. I'm going to sound like that 12-year-old. The media is all wrong. No. The thing that pisses me off is that when you're playing as a Taliban, it's only multiplayer, man. That's all it is. It's not like you're a Taliban soldier.
Well, you're not
going to
do America
round.
Versus America.
But, no, yeah, I know. Exactly. When, and even Modern Warfare and Battlefield, you're fighting as Russians. Everyone's cool with that. But, I mean, they make the Taliban...
Russians are cool.
Exactly. They have a cool accent. But, I mean, like... it's not like in the game you're playing as a Taliban killing American soldiers.
And one of the missions is to bomb something.
But even if it was, so the fuck what? How many movies do you see out there when you see the perspective of a different soldier and they're
blowing up shit? That is not allowed.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck?
You will be hung for that.
It's so fucking stupid. It really upsets me when I read stuff of this.
Every day, the news has to say something new.
Yes.
It's kind of hard, okay?
I know, but
when shit in the world's not really happening, you talk about how... You know, there's a shortage of Big Macs at McDonald's in, like, Egypt.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you at least have to get your shit together. Britain's Defense Secretary says a video game that allows players to adopt the role of the Taliban is a tasteless, I'm quoting, tasteless product, and is calling on retailers to show the support of the troops by not selling it. Fuck you all, man.
That's not supporting the troops by not selling it. It's
like, it really upsets me because you guys don't have the fucking facts. You're not playing. Even if you were playing as a Taliban killing soldiers, who gives a shit?
It's a game.
Who cares? Honestly, who gives a shit?
That should be the quote. It's a game.
Yeah, it's EA Sports. It's a game. I just don't... it boils my shit because people
But I can guarantee you sales in Medal of Honor...
It's gonna get higher!
No, like, I think it's gonna go down.
No! It's gonna get so much higher because us gamers, we're not stupid.
No, but there's gonna be those kids who do need their parents' permission and, you know, it's bad enough their parents allow them to play because blah, blah, blah.
Well, they shouldn't be playing Medal of Honor anyway.
Yeah, I know,
so.
But it's like they finally got their parents to let them play and then all of a sudden it's like, you're not supporting the
troops? You don't get to play as the Taliban? Hell no, America, fuck yeah. Like, fuck off, guys. Not you Americans.
We'll
like,
see how it does.
The whole, yeah, it's going to do well. And you know what? Just... Okay, yeah, I'm cool.
Calm down.
I'm cool. This is a weird random news, which is not loading on my computer screen because my thing's frozen. Hey,
oh, no.
Computer. There we go. WWF, fuck you, I'm not calling it E, SmackDown vs. Raw 2011 DLC plans revealed, according to electronictheater.co.uk. The thing about WWF games is that, well, I used to love WWF.
Me too.
You did too. It's just that now none of the superstars, I know who they are.
No.
Like, and now, like, The Rock and Kane are known as classics. It's like, really? They're classics now? Well, God damn it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. Purchase of used copies of the game can also purchase the content via Xbox Live. Da, 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 da. Online access and game first DLC package, which is scheduled to include WWE Superstar Chris Masters, playable character, Superstar Rey Mysterio, Halloween themed, and Diva Kelly Kelly, Devil Halloween. I don't know who any of these people are except for Rey Mysterio. And I thought it was Rey Mysterio Jr. Anyways, so that's going to be coming out. It's revealed already. Yeah, I don't know any of these superstars or anything.
And they all got physically more fit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about wrestling anymore. And our last story.
Xbox has a new controller.
Yeah, it's called the PS3 controller. New PS3 controllers, this is PSU.com, add comfort and glowing buttons.
But you love how the title just says adds comfort and glowing buttons, but they don't mention how rearranging the whole layout.
You mean how it looks like an Xbox 360 controller?
It's pretty much an Xbox. It's a black Xbox 360.
It actually looks quite comfortable. It does. The analog sticks look great. There's going to be a link at the bottom here so you can check out the photos. The D-pad is nice. It's better than the D-pad on the Xbox 360.
The thing about the Xbox 360 controller D-pad, there's nothing interfering with you rotating the D-pad. Like, you know, going from up... You know how you do...
Have you
like,
played Street Fighter with that D-pad in that fucking thing?
Is it hard or is it smooth?
It's disgusting, dude.
Oh, because as I say, if you notice in this picture, there's no... It's either up, down, left, right. If you decide to rotate from, you know, left to bottom to right, you might be caught on the rubber.
Nah. Well, I mean, like, while playing Street Fighter 4 or whatever, using the analog stick sucks.
And you never play using an analog stick.
I use the D-pad. The D-pad on the Xbox, on whatever, the Xbox 360 controller is terrible. And if you're trying to, like, something downright punch, it's like right corner angle and punch. Because the buttons just suck. But this new PS3 controller looks pretty fucking cool. It actually looks like it's not made of crackers, and looks like buttons are not like marshmallows.
No, it doesn't look like you just breathe on it, but it does look like an Xbox.
It does look like an Xbox 360
controller.
And
you know what? People now the PS3 fans, they can't say the PS3 controller is better because it's pretty much an Xbox controller. Welcome to the dark side.
Except for the fact that this controller is so rechargeable, whereas the Xbox 360
but
batteries.
But we had our opinions. I still prefer the batteries. Because if the battery gets fried in this, you need to buy a brand new controller.
Yeah, but that's
my battery gets fried in an Xbox controller. Buy another $5 pack of batteries that'll last you for a year.
Why don't you just buy rechargeable batteries?
Yeah, no, I just started the sentence with buying a pack.
So you could just
get rechargeable batteries.
Oh, we could do that. So that's the news for this week. Nothing really too crazy. Up next, we're going to be talking about Back to the...
Future?
No, Back to 2D. I just want to talk about 2D games and how I think they're very pretty.
Pretty.
I think you're very pretty.
Well, thank you.
Let's make out. What 2D shit?
Kevin, we gotta go back.
Back where?
Back to the future.
You mean 2D?
2D.
It's 2.21 gigawatts. God, I love that movie.
2.31. Lost in purposes.
Oh yes, touche. Back to 2D.
Previously to the 2D.
Wow, this is getting way too complicated. So back to 2D. It's an article I wrote on paranoids.com, which no one's looking at.
I looked at it. What are you talking about?
I know. I just want people to leave comments. I like when people leave comments. It makes me wet in my pants.
I think a lot of people are like me. They're just like, oh, that's pretty good. I don't feel that.
Yeah, it took me. You know how hard it was for me to take those screenshots off Google Images and Photoshop them together?
20 minutes?
Yes, not even, like 4. But
24 minutes?
Yes, well. Alright, so we all know how games in N64 era and PlayStation era were really ugly looking. I mean, like, at the time, they were like,
we accepted it back then.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, like we made this comparison with Metal Gear Solid, the original one.
Yeah.
How it was like, you know, it's all just pixels, his eyebrows. It looks like Keanu Reeves, actually.
He does.
And, like, Tomb Raider, she looked disgusting. But,
still
though, at the time, we thought she was amazingly hot. But if you play these games now, it's really bad, right? And, And I remember at the time where I wouldn't touch 2D games and, like, the 3D era was coming in. How, were you the same way?
No, I just play whatever was given to me.
Oh, really? Brown Bear would come over and bring Castlevania and Symphony of the Night. I don't want to play it because it was 2D. I'm like, no, my my PlayStation is capable of playing 3D games. I want to play 3D games. I don't want to play this 2D bullshit. Shit. But now, 2D is back in POG form.
In black.
It's back and it looks fucking beautiful, man. Like, I had images there of Limbo and... Braid and
because we have the technology,
we can rebuild it. A Boy in His Blob, but I find it funny that now that 3D like 3D games are now as high. I feel like we've spoken about this before, but they're as high as they could go.
Just like my reference to the news, how every day there has to be something new. Now the Xbox, the gaming world, you can only do so many things until you run out of ideas. Then you go back to what you created and
make it better.
Make it pretty.
Yeah, because right now they're not focusing on graphics anymore. They're focusing on controllers and control schemes and
gameplay.
Which
is sometimes a little shit.
Which is like Kinect and, you know,
it's like, boo-hoo. I don't want to get up and play.
Yeah. Stop with the Kinect and Move stuff. I'm against it, even though it's not out yet.
The money and time invested in Kinect or the whole Wii Motion or the freaking iSpy for the PS3, whatever that little thing is called.
PSI.
That money invested in some awesome games.
Yeah. I mean, right now, 2D games, I'm cool with every game coming out in 2D. Even fucking Dead Samurai, the dishwasher game.
Yeah.
That game was fucking awesome. It was 2D. It's beautifully done. If the game's beautifully done, though, it has to be gorgeous
looking. You know what I think they should do?
Sex on the apple?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then a pineapple.
Ooh, even better.
It's spiky. Oh, no, I honestly think, you know what they could be doing, which is pretty cool? Is they have some sort of like fundraiser thing where people would suggest bring back remake Blades of Steel, but not in 3D, but kind of like more sharper, more better
in HD visuals
or something like that, and people would just have donations to it to fund it. Because how much is it really to like sharpen the image and make it look pretty?
Well, are you sharpening the actual images, or are you going to make it HD 3D 2D?
Because that obviously is going to be a little pricey. Kind of more like Limbo graphics.
Okay, so like nice 2D.
Yeah, everything looks better. It doesn't look like a splodge.
Because I mean, like now that 2D is coming back, now that 2D games are coming back, kind of way, like TMNT Reshelled, that was originally a 2D game that they made 3D 2D.
Yeah.
And that game bombed.
Yeah.
It's not even the visuals aren't that pretty. It's really very bland.
See, that's why I think that they should be able, like, we as customers should say, you know, suggestions. It doesn't have to be even donations. Just like, you know, you should remake this game.
Yeah.
Into better, or, you know, maybe a little something new, so, because that's the games we love to play, but they might never ever make. Because
I'd love to have, like a Sonic the Hedgehog. Well, I mean, Sonic 4 is coming out, but that's 3 sprites. But I'd like to have a Sonic HD, not the Sonic the Hedgehog HD, a Sonic side-scrolling HD.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they did with Street Fighter HD, where it was actually HD graphics, not like pixels.
Yeah, and you can have like a 52-inch TV that doesn't look stretched.
Yeah, because like Vector Man, imagine that game in HD. Exactly. Not 3D, HD the way it is.
Like, just looks, it's like still 2D, just looks better.
Yeah, just improve on what was originally started. I mean, like Mega Man game, the 8-bit one, Mega Man 9 and 10, not 9 and X. Mega Man 9 10. And 10, that game came out, and it's, I guess you can say it's not HD, but it's filtered for big screen TVs, or else it'd just be like disgusting looky, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm burping, but it looks good. Like, that's the thing; these games look good. In order to make 2D games come back, they have to be fucking. They have to be like a. I hate saying this, like a painting.
Yeah.
Wario, Smooth Moves. Not Smooth Moves.
Wario Land.
Yeah, which one is it? The one where you motion. Oh, fuck.
WarioWare?
Shake
It.
Shake Land. Whatever it's called.
Wario. Isn't it WarioWare Shake It?
Shake It, yeah. What a dumb title.
Yeah.
That game was beautiful, man. His movements were actually like drawings, and like there's like 24 animations just to make him duck. Like, that's beautiful. That's well done. I was playing the game Limbo, and just the animation of him jumping, the physics and all that, in a game with ropes and pulling shit, beautifully done.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make games come back, make sure they're beautiful.
That's the thing, though. It's like, I would really love to play Toe Jam and Earl all over again.
Oh, that'd be so
but
cool.
But with better graphics. And it's like, the game only is probably like 10 megabytes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, why not do a little more and add a bit more levels or a bit more tasks or something that makes the game new, but it's still the same
game. Is that game out on Xbox Live?
Probably,
I don't think so.
But I don't know. No.
If it was, we would have bought it by now.
Yeah, but it's like, it's the same thing, basically. It's like, I like the fact that it's random and any level could be anything, but it's like, we're always hunting the same thing. We always have the same strategy. They should add things like, you know, wormholes, where it's like, one of us takes it and we're like 20 levels apart.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you can add that little thing, which doesn't take much time or money to, you know, favor games.
I just find it cool that, like, that 2D games and 3D games now are working together.
Yeah.
I love that style. I love that, like, pseudo-3D thing. Like, New Super Mario Brothers has, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is gonna have it, Shadow Complex have it. I love that animation. That's beautifully rendered. You know what Shadow Complex is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because you looked up and now you're yawning. No, like, games like that, I think they look fantastic, and I love those kind of, like, that kind of style. It doesn't always work out, like I said, with TMNT Reshelled, because that game was terrible. But when it is done actually really well, it's...
Because they tampered with the game. They added, like, cornier, like, sayings into it, and they...
Cowabunga? That's fine, dude.
No, but they did, they added stuff to it that wasn't original.
Well, I know the sound effects when you beat up someone, instead of like, ugh, it's like, it sounds like a sponge.
Exactly.
So.
You don't touch it.
Well, a lot of people were complaining about that game, saying how the music wasn't what was in the SNES. But the SNES is Nintendo licensed, so you can't use that. So I don't blame them.
But at the same time, it's like, if you're going to do something, to make like a painting, you don't want to repaint the Mona Lisa and fix the smile, right?
Smiles all about. HD Mona Lisa, that'd be fucking sweet.
But you know what I mean? But it's like, you shouldn't tamper with what's already there. You should just improve it.
Yeah.
You know, well, sound quality, instead of it being shitty, like, leave the same sound, but just clear or whatever.
A perfect example of a game that was old, came back, Earthworm Jim HD.
Yeah.
That game's perfect.
It's the exact same I remember, yeah. Except it looks a lot better.
I'm going to buy that tonight, because I need a new game. I'm gonna buy that game.
I'm gonna buy Fantastic Four for $4.
Yeah. Earthworm Jim HD. Same fucking style, same gameplay.
Same music, same sense of humor. It's the exact same game,
yeah,
but today's technology.
And it's prettier. You can play online as well. Just add little things like this and that.
How do you do online?
Huh?
Two Earthworms?
Four.
Four Earthworms?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet. I played a demo, but other than that, I don't know. I like that 2D and 3D is working out together. Because, like I said, at the beginning, I hate 2D games. And now I'm embracing it. I'd rather a game be 2D than 3D. like Watchmen and like sorry, before I get to Watchmen, like games on Xbox Live or PS3 Network, the 3D games are fucking pricey as hell. Although Braid is 1,200 Microsoft points, which is kind
of a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. But like Earthworm Jim is 800, which is fine. I'm cool with that price. You know, it's like $10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, but Earthworm Jim is also a long game too, so. Not bad.
It's win-win, exactly. Yeah. But a lot of the 2D games are actually cheaper on Xbox Live. That's why I'm cool with having 2D games on Xbox Live. Buying a brand new game in a store that's 2D is like kind of...
Sorry, no. No, well, great.
It's not like... It's not really no. It's
for me, it's no.
Okay, fair enough. Now, for me, it's fine, but I'd rather buy it on Xbox Live or PS3 Network. I mean, like, a lot of virtual console games I bought on the Nintendo Wii, which looked like shit on the big screen still. And that's what I mean. They gotta, like, fix it up. Don't just sell me the same crap. Do something new with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I think they should totally just go to Google and type in top 100 2D games, and then just remake all of those.
Yeah, like, just don't do what the PS3 is doing with PS2 games and slapping HD. Do, like, old games, release them the same way, a little kind of achievements here and there, and just make it HD, make it look pretty.
Same thing with, like, yeah, like Metal Gear, like, SNES version, or Nintendo version.
Yeah.
They should remake that, make it look better, and, like, you know, more detailed, and have the corny, you know, I feel asleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep the game original, but make it look pretty.
Exactly. What are some 2D to 3D games that you can think of that were shit?
2D 3D games?
Yeah, 2D to 3D games.
Oh,
I can think of a couple. Contra was one of them.
Remember I never played it.
Oh,
no. 3D.
It was terrible. What a terrible game.
I can imagine.
Of course, Sonic the Hedgehog has his fair share of shitty-ass games. Rampage Total Destruction was one of the other games there.
It wasn't bad.
It was good, but I didn't like the three-dimensional thing, because now you could climb around the building and shit, which kind of, like, tampered everything. It was a boring game.
Because you're trying to destroy a building and not realizing that you forgot one whole side.
And we've seen a picture of Bomberman, as Bomberman and Bomberman X-Zero.
That's what makes Bomberman Bomberman.
What, being a kid, like, just the anime bubbly style,
just
right?
Just a retarded-looking, like, small little guy with this weird what's on his head.
What is that on his head? A helmet?
I don't know.
Weird.
That's the... It's like changing Pac-Man and making him, like, a...
Well, Pac-Man even jumped into the third dimension, and
I played it. I liked it. I didn't mind, but...
Right now, it's like, I want Pac-Man, like, Championship Edition. Release the same game. Just fix it a bit. They did it with Championship Edition, which is a fucking beautiful game. And it looks pretty, too. They made it to, like, this modern time. That's the thing. If you're gonna... Oh, even Pac-Man 3D 2D, I think, would be a cool idea.
3D 2D?
Yeah, like 3D Pac-Man, but, like, in a 2D environment. I like that. I like that fake 3D 2D thing. I love that idea. But games like Duke Nukem, he's only 3D.
Yeah.
You can't think of... His 2D games are like, eh.
He's not 3D. The environment is...
Yeah, it's true. You know what I mean. Though.
I got you.
Just I don't know. I just find it funny that right now we're learning how to embrace every kind of game. Everything is 3D, 2D, and now what? What's next?
Nothing. Games die.
Because I mean, originally it was all 2D games, and then it was playing around with 3D. Then it was all 3D games. Now it's going back to 2D games. Now it's HD 2D, and now it's 3D 2D.
Now it's back to Game Boys. Then Ataris.
Oh my god.
And then Commodore's.
Yes, keep talking, baby. I don't know. I just thought it was a cool concept. I just like the idea of 2D, 3D games. I love 2D games. I think they look beautiful. Again, they've done well. Anything Scott Studios does.
But it's not that hard to do well.
It is. I mean, what's that game for the Nintendo Wii? Muramusa? That ninja game? That game is beautiful. Like, it's very. Just like. It's in the details, basically, for 2D games. Like, in 3D games, you know, I'll allow, like, some glitches and stuff, but in 2D games, it has to be perfect. Like, when the wind blows and you see, like, flowers and shit, that's fucking beautiful. I like shit like that. I like seeing water glistening in the sunlight. I love seeing little things like that. It's all in the little details, man. The background's like a painting and shit, and you see trees moving in the background. I love that. That is fucking fantastic.
Ice cream.
Are you against me?
No, I agree with you.
I don't know.
I'm just not as hardcore as you.
Well, you like 3D games over 2D?
Now that I've, I prefer 3D games because, like, I'm used to it.
Oh, really, eh?
But I, like, when I was playing Earthworm Jim HD, I loved it.
Yeah.
But it's
I mean,
like
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is a 2D game, 2D fucking 8-bit retrospective kind of game.
Yeah, but at the same time, I wouldn't pay $60 at a store for it.
No, exactly,
I mean? Like,
but
you
buy it.
There is when it's games like that, when it's like 2D games, I have a very low budget for.
That's,
even though
that's on Xbox Live, okay.
Even though they're really probably the best games in the world, but it's like you know, I don't know. It's like, if I'm going to spend money, I guess I'd rather spend on the 3D.
I mean, like, look here. Like, Sumar has the 3D environment, and it perfected the 2D, 3D environment.
Yeah.
Now, imagine they remade Sumar 3. Why haven't they done that yet? Imagine HD visuals and fucking upgrades and shit. That'd be so fucking awesome.
There's so much they can do.
No, it's not even that. It's just,
but it's gonna. Yeah, why don't they do it?
I don't know.
What the hell are they thinking? Super Mario 3 is an amazing game.
I'd buy like 12. I bought the original like 5,000 times, and I'm still waiting the new Sonic the Hedgehog 4 game, which should be. When should that be out?
Probably never.
Oh, that sucks. Actually, no, it's coming out this fall. It's almost fall, Rui. It's almost fall. It's gonna come out soon.
They're gonna delay it.
And I'm gonna be in school.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, anyways, that was my back to 2D rant. I just thought that was a nice thing to talk about. I like 2D games.
They're nice.
I like 2D games a lot. Up next, you want to talk about open world?
Marty! Blah!
Oh, yeah? <It's>,
I got nothing.
Morty, blah. Speaking of Morty, sorry. Battlefield, I'm playing that game right now.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that fucking Moltar? Is it Moltar?
No, it's Mordar.
Mordar?
I think.
Really?
I think. I heard some live video with them saying, where Mordar. Army people were saying
I just can't. Mordar. It sounds weird.
Mortar strike?
It's war. It's murder. It's a Mordar.
It's very fun when the two of us are just using it in one house.
Yeah. We kick ass in that game. No more Modern Warfare 2.
We're probably going to go back to, like, I don't know. That's like what I was saying before. Don't get rid of yours. It's like, it's one of those games where after a month or two from now, we'll be like, let's go play Call of Duty.
I played it today. I wanted to punch my screen.
Probably. Because you're not giving it enough a break.
That's true.
You're
that's
one of those
true.
Guys that go in a relationship and it's like, we need a break. And then you call them the next day.
You know me so very well.
Take a step. Walk away. You don't need that game. You don't need it. You're good. You can do better.
No, but the game just keep. I don't want to talk about it. Up next, we're talking about open world and something. You want to talk about open worlds?
Yeah.
Sandbox Land.
Shovel.
Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Rooster.
And
we need your help!
Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Hey, we're back. We're back in black. Yo, yo, what's up, Holmes?
What's up?
We're back in black. Shit. You know what? My, you remember how last week you went on that rant about how your Battlefield kept going off?
And Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Screwing up, all that moment.
Recently, when I was playing Battlefield, I got kicked to my dashboard like 3 times.
Weird.
I don't
were
get
you
it.
Playing online or just
I was playing
story?
Online with okay. With Neuroshan or whatever I'm calling him. I was playing with him and then all of a sudden I got kicked off to my dashboard, which is really bizarre. It then got me thinking about you and I touched myself. I was playing Left 4 Dead today with Brown Bear and it made my fucking drive went like crazy.
Weird.
Yeah, and the game was fine. It just kept making these weird sounds and we're like, well, that's not a good sound. Maybe the Microsoft programmed whoever has the older Xboxes to explode, so now we have to buy the new Xbox Slims.
True.
Possibly. Speaking of redemption, you want to talk about open world gaming?
Yes, I do.
And what's that?
It's good.
All right, cool.
Bye-bye.
Now, what do you want to talk about?
Let's go back to... Marty, let's go talk about...
Back to the 2D? Wait, we did that already.
Yeah, it's like, old if joke. You think of... Open world games, sandbox games.
Uh-huh.
The whole point I want to talk about is when is open world games necessary or good, and when is open world games not necessary and bad? Would you say Grand Theft Auto, the newest, not necessarily the newest one, but in general?
It has to be open world.
Let's say the new one. Okay, so it's open world.
Yeah.
Do you think that whole open space is necessary?
Yes.
Do you necessarily think an open world that big is necessary?
Yes.
Knowing that 99% of the houses and buildings you cannot go in.
Yes.
But why?
Because, Grand Theft Auto is like the masters of open world.
Is it because also one of the things I was thinking about is like what I liked about it is you can drive.
Yeah.
You don't want to drive a block and you have to get out, right?
Well, you could do anything you want in that game. So that's why open world in that game I find is fine. That was a weird sentence. But like games like Prototype, I feel like it didn't have to be open world.
Actually, I thought it was.
You thought it had to be open
world? Yeah, I thought it had to be. And I'll tell you why, because nothing's cooler than running up a wall.
Yeah, but I mean like, they could have done the Bionic Commando thing, where you have some open world, but not a whole lot. Because that game just, I don't know, to me I got bored of it.
I thought the open world net was way too big.
Yeah.
For the game itself, I thought having an open world was way too big because you can't drive cars.
Yeah, and you're running around and you're flying.
I could run up the same, the running up the building thing was cool.
Yeah.
But but I don't
think there's gonna be a lot of people out there disagreeing with us. So fuck you guys.
Yeah, but it's like it's. I think it's way too big.
Yeah. Like, you know, when I enjoyed Prototype, but sometimes when I was playing it, I got too distracted by, like, the cheesy side quests that I just got bored of the game. It was too much open world.
But it's good that they added cheesy side quests, but it's just that the hassle, if you don't add things in between, then the open world is pointless. You know what I mean? Like,
Prototype, well, that's what I mean. It shouldn't have really been open world. That was cool with linear. The story's linear. Why do I need the open world aspect?
Well, but it just, I guess you have all these cool powers. Why not, right? But it's like the same with Grand Theft Auto. Although it's open, they give you things like very fast cars,
yeah,
even faster cars, pick up hookers, you know, races. They have things that you can, no matter where you are, you can do something.
Yeah.
Games like Prototype, it's like same thing, you could do as well. So, because nothing's worse than, I know this game's probably touching some people's feelings, but like Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Do you hate
the game's amazing. I just hate. I don't think that game should be open world.
All right,
and I'll tell you why. It's nice that the game is huge.
Wait, hold on, slow down, chill, Dax. The Red Dead Redemption fanboys were screaming at us.
But it's like the map is huge, which is great.
Yeah,
but fucking riding a horse through 45 minutes of desert.
Yeah, I was gonna say I never played the game, but I'm assuming it's all desert.
It's all fucking desert.
Yeah.
Occasionally, there's a cougar that comes out of one strand of grass and kills your horse, and then you're dead.
Is there anything in the desert, like Fallout? Once in a while, you might find like a little society and shit.
There's like little campsites and little things. You're like, oh, howdy, partner, come here, and we'll tell you a story. It's like, ooh, this is new. I've been riding for 44 minutes in the desert. Yeah. Life. What do you got? Once upon a time.
Can you fast travel?
You can.
Okay.
This is what I found to be doing. I know a few people who play the game, they just fast travel.
Yeah.
Paid $4 to travel from across one map to the other.
Which makes it, if you're fast traveling, why have it in the first place?
Exactly. In Grand Theft Auto, sometimes I would use like the fast travel, like a taxi, and just skip it because it's like,
sometimes
it's like one end to the other, right?
Yeah.
But majority of the time I didn't mind going on the, you know, a motorcycle and doing a wheelie all the way there. Because they gave you options.
I'm actually playing that game again today, though.
Are you?
Got the Dota 4, yeah. It's been 2 years since I played it, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm going to give it another shot. And beat it under 30 hours, because that's stupid achievement.
But, yeah, that's what you could always do with games. I got to just replay it.
Yeah.
Finish off what you couldn't. But games like Red Dead Redemption, you got a horse.
Yeah.
There isn't fucking a Mustang, you know? There is a little bit faster, but you really don't notice. Like, this is how you know that the open world isn't necessary. When you're playing, and the lovely sounds of horse feet kind of put you to sleep.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep, and I almost fell off a cliff and died.
That actually kind of reminds me of, like, Assassin's Creed. I don't think Assassin's Creed should be open world.
One or two.
One.
Oh, I never played two.
Well, the first Assassin's Creed, like, it's all, you could kill anybody, but, I mean, you get caught, and you gotta run and hide, so, which makes the whole thing pointless.
Yeah.
And you have one storyline. I mean, you could help other people and do little side quests like always, but I always found that the open world aspect was kind of like, this could have been linear.
Like, and it probably would have been great.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was okay, but it was like, you know, you're traveling from horse to another town, and just, it was just a pain in the ass.
It was boring.
It was boring, exactly. But like, games like, okay, Spider-Man, open world. What do you think? Yes or no?
I think it's cool. Why? Because you're fucking Spider-Man. You could web swing around the world.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, Web of Shadows was done perfectly as an open world game, but the new Shattered Dimension Spider-Man, I don't think it's open world. I think it's linear. But then again, the original Spider-Man game on PlayStation was linear, and it was a fucking awesome game.
Yeah.
You still could, like, swing your webs even though you're on top of buildings, but you could still swing your webs, and it was still one of the best Spider-Man games.
The thing that I don't understand is, I could also understand what I'm about to say, is that games like Grand Theft Auto, you got all these buildings, all these houses, but you can't access 80%.
Yeah.
And I guess I can understand, because if they really made you access every single house, then the game would never be released,
because
it's so much work. But games like Web of Shadows, or like, you know, Prototype, like having all these tall buildings, you're not necessarily wanting to get in the house. You necessarily want to use the house as to get a means of travel. But games like Grand Theft Auto, it's like, well, you can't fly. They removed airplanes, whatever. But helicopter, you can use a helicopter. But it's not that, but it's like, you know, you want to get in a building and just jump off and kill yourself.
Well, we're going back to Grand Theft Auto and open world, is that the Grand Theft Auto is based on open world.
Yeah, like, it's like you're
you can't imagine Grand Theft Auto being side-scrolling. It has to be open world, right?
Yeah.
But like, like the new Batman, Arkham City, whatever the hell it's called, the new Batman game.
Batman.
Now, people are wanting it to be open world. I don't. I still want it to be linear. Can you imagine having your battle be all over the place and from mission to mission? I think it's going to ruin the game. I liked it linear.
It's going
to
be kind of boring because in the like in movies or in shows of Batman, it's like you see the Batmobile, like, oh my god, it's a Batmobile, and then it's like you're off to the action.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you're going to be bored of seeing the back of the Batmobile for 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, like, and driving, like, I don't mind having, like, driving sections in the game.
Yeah.
As a Batmobile, but I don't want it to be an open world game. I want it to be linear, but it's just like Arkham Asylum. Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Really? I hope not. I want... You're not fucking Spider-Man. You're just Batman. You're
Wait,
after
how did Arkham Asylum do it? It was somewhat open world, but it was just an island, open island.
It was an open island. Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to... Like, but it was still linear, though. You're going... There was no, like,
no,
side
there
quest.
Wasn't,
it was, like,
no,
Joker
was,
teeth and shit, but yeah. It was one story, linear, straight.
It tells you to go to this next place, and it waits for you to get there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I want games to do the Grand Theft Auto on prototype. You have, like, 14 million things going on, and you're like... Which one do I want to do? You try this mission, you're like, fuck it. And then you're like, fuck the whole thing. Because that's what happened with me with Prototype. It was a fun game, but I just got bored of it.
Yeah. The Grand Theft Auto, it's like, what it does well is the fact that, like I was saying, there's always things to do.
Yeah.
You can either call up friends, go on dates, do whatever in this whole entire world, or you can hunt, you know, the pigeons, or you can do whatever. There's always things to do. Red Dead Redemption, it's too simple.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times, like, when I first played it, like, throughout the land, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you know, they're like, please, senor, help me. I'm like, I'm a good guy. I'm going to help you. Get them, boys. Like, 17 guys come out of, like, a trunk and start shooting me and kill me. It's like, oh, wow.
What trunk?
Out of, like, I don't know, the carriage or something.
Oh, okay.
And it's all, like...
cars back then?
Well, they do... I heard they do later in the game. Whatever.
Anyways, yeah.
But it's like, oh, wow. Well, that bitch got me. It's not going to... But then after, it's the same thing always. Help, that guy stole my carriage. Get the guy. Help, that guy stole my carriage. Like, the things that they
stole
offer,
my carriage. Or
carriage. Oh. And then it's always the same thing. It's like, you know, that guy robbed my bank. It's like, well, fuck it. This is the fourth time already. Install security. Like,
but that's the same thing with Prototype. Go eat four soldiers. Really?
Yeah,
it's
repetitive. I just like the fact that you're jumping from building to building and eating, running and picking people up and eating them in front of everyone.
Yeah.
I just like it, but it was kind of boring. But it's like Red Dead Redemption. It's like, it's the desert. There's not... You could have just gave me half the map and I would have been satisfied.
Yeah. Well, games like Fallout 3, which is open world, is good because the whole game is about Fallout. Like, after Fallout. So the whole thing is nothing but desert and radioactive land and all that. Radioactive land? But the game is fun, even though it's like a desert environment, but there's always something to do.
There's always something happening.
The side quests are always different. That's a key point there. Different side quests. Grand Theft Auto side quests are always play bowling. You know, something different.
Take this person to a date.
It's different.
It's same, yeah.
No, it's the same thing, but it's different stuff. Like,
for Fallout, right?
For Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
The side quest for Grand Theft Auto, go save this guy or go save Roman or something. You don't have to. You could go out with Michelle and play pool or something.
Yeah, they
you
give
mean?
You the option to
where
do
Prototype, it's always the same side quest.
Break into this bunker and take that guy's information and walk away.
Jump off this building, land on the middle point, or like kill as many... Don't kill people on the screen is actually kind of fun, but like just the waypoints and collecting orbs and shit, that's boring. Like, Spider-Man 3 really fucked it up. Like, jump off the sky. Like, if the side quests are repetitive, then fuck it.
The first time you do it, it's fine.
Yeah, one time. Like, Grand Theft Auto is always different side quests.
Even if it was, like, 20 times, like, fine. But when it's, like, 90 times, it's like, I want something new.
Like, there's one thing I hate in video games, and especially, like, Spider-Man games, it's racing. Like, you gotta race against fucking Johnny Blaze.
It's like, I'm a fucking Spider-Man. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, fine, racing Johnny Blaze is, I guess, one time is fine, because he's Johnny Blaze, he can fly, flame off when he flies around, when you're on swinging webs and hitting buildings and shit. Okay, you know, I beat him one time.
It's kinda
and then
cool.
You gotta do it five more times, harder and harder. And it's like, well, that's not fun. It's irritating.
Same
anything.
Thing.
Just like chasing Venom down. It's like, well, fuck, you can climb buildings and jump fucking high. This is boring. Stop giving me the same side quests. Do something. If you're gonna do side quests, make it different. Fallout 3 side quests are side quests, but they're their own stories. Like the game and the drinks they drink in the game, you could find out where the drinks come from and what's in it. Like, it's its own story.
Yeah.
It's not like just something thrown together and call it a side quest, call it a day. It's an actual story.
That's what I feel that they did in Red Dead Redemption. They just... There isn't any side quests. It's just you come across people who need help.
Yeah.
Like, what the difference is, they have people who need help, and then they have people called strangers. The stranger people, their thing, they have their own, like, main side quest, or kind of like something like Fallout, where it would have its own story.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're helping this one guy. There was one where the title was, like, California. That's what the stranger mission was. You help this guy, you meet him once, and he's trying to get to California, but he's going the wrong way, blah, blah, blah. You help him a little bit. And then, like, 4 hours later, you meet him again in a different part, and he's, like, you know, starting to look worse because he still can't find it, and then in the end you find out he's dead. But they have their own little mini stories, which is kind of cool. And then they fill out the rest of the whole entire map with people who's like, my horse is missing, catch my horse,
They did that with Assassin's Creed. It's like, here's your side quest, go assassin this guy in this time limit. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Next side quest, go assassin this guy in this time limit.
And he's a bit further than
Like, this is boring. It's not, like, it's unnecessary. It's repetitive is what it is. Unless the side quests are actually well done.
Yeah.
Like, it's going again to Fallout. Fallout 3, the game is like, you have the linear story, and you have side quests, which aren't like, come here and erase this time limit. It's, here's its own story.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, Grand Theft Auto is the same thing. Here's its own story. You have four different people you could talk to. One of them's actual storyline.
Yeah.
Where Spider-Man games, like Spider-Man 3, especially Spider-Man 3, you have the main storyline, which is go help Black Cat, and then you have the other three side quests, which is, like, photograph these cheerleaders,
or, deliver, like, pizza.
Or deliver pizza, or, like, web-swing Mary Jane home fast. It's like, well, this is boring. You just give
next
me the
time,
same three
cat,
things.
Man.
Yeah, but that's why, like, the key point of open-world games, the world is open, but it's what you could do in it. If you're gonna do the same thing, then fuck it. It's boring. No one's gonna want to do it.
You don't want it to be like life. You want it to be better than life.
I want to do different things. If it gets repetitive, it gets boring. That's all it is.
So that's the only thing that I find boring. Like, like I was saying, Red Dead Redemption, that's the only reason why I want to talk about this, is because it's the desert.
Yeah.
You see the same cactus once in a while. It's different in the way that the land is different. It's shaped differently, and you notice it. It's not like just flat.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's not many animals. And I can understand, I guess in the desert there isn't many animals, but it's like, give me something to do.
But that's the thing, if you're going to make it in a desert, why make it an open world? It's going to be
nothing. Why make it a
air.
Huge desert, you know what I mean? Like, don't make it that big. Now I just pay the $4.
I mean, the
dollars.
Game Bully was an open world game, but they kept it small. You have the school and the neighborhood.
That's it.
Once in a while you go on the docks and on the boats and shit, but I mean, like, that's basically the whole game. The school, neighborhood, and just like little areas here and there. They kept it small. If it was bigger than that, it'd be like, fuck this. The guy doesn't drive. He rides his bike.
Exactly. And then just imagine having to keep pressing A to pedal your bike across the whole entire game.
That's what I mean. Rockstar is like, they're aware of this. They're aware that they're fucking... Like, Dead Rising, that game has to be open world.
Yeah.
It has to be.
But it was a small open world.
It was a mall. Exactly.
It.
If you made it, like, the whole fucking city, it'd be like, ah...
You don't have to bring this guy back to the mall. Like, why? Why can't he stay here? He's okay here.
But that's what I mean. Like, keeping an open world small or an open world big. GTA, big open world, good.
Which is good. They give you many things. Cars, bikes.
Big prototype
horses.
Open world? Meh. Could have kept it a little bit smaller than that.
They could have made it smaller and it's fine. But it's not that. It's like the mission's the same shit over and over. Even the storyline missions was the same shit.
Yeah.
This base is being infected. Go destroy it. Or go help them. It's like the storyline itself was kind of like... I was confused, but
it's repetitive.
Stupid.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess the same thing can be said about GTA. It's like, you know, go there and shoot these guys up. Next mission, go there and shoot these guys up. But I guess it's how you shoot them up. That's different.
I could go in there in a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could just wait till later when you have more money and more guys behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I see what you mean. Like God of War. Imagine if that game was open world.
Yeah, I think it'd be stupid.
What if Metal Gear Solid was open world?
That would be stupid.
Because open world, you know, going around wherever you want. Metal Gear Solid is a really linear storyline, but you can still go back and forth.
I don't even understand the storyline of Metal Gear. Just imagine if it was open world, I'd be out of it.
Because you're focusing on side quests and shit, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, like, side quests along the way, like back in what Arkham Asylum did, was with the, you know, Joker teeth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the Riddler trophies, that's cool side quests. Little things you could do
here
and there.
It's just collectibles. You don't need to do it.
Yeah. And games like Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, that were open world RPGs, that was fine. There's so... Again, the side quests had so... Again, it was just battle these giant guys.
But the fighting style was the same thing.
Yeah.
Fight. But the thing is, you could... travel to one area and try to get to an area where you're fighting to unlock, you know, a summon or whatever, which, like, well, that's kind of cool.
And whereas Final Fantasy 13, they kept it linear. Though Final Fantasy 10 was also linear, but Final Fantasy 13, they kept it really linear.
And how was it?
It was weird.
Would you have enjoyed it if it was open world?
I would have enjoyed it more if it was open world. Because, first off, the stores and everything are at your save point. There's no more towns, no more stores, no more, like, places to buy books and potions. It's all on your save point. Just go there, upgrade your weapons there. And the upgrading weapons isn't that fun either.
It's a bit lazy.
Yeah, and the open world part is when you're, like, in Chapter 11, you gotta fight all these monsters. But the side quest is, like, you touch something, it says, go fight this monster. You turn to your left, you fight the monster. It's there on your map. You know what I mean? Like, that's the open world thing. Go there, fight the monster, press A once, and
see,
wait.
But that's the thing that I like games, like, where it's like, if you want to buy, let's say, a better weapon, But that weapon is not at every shop. It's at the shop that's further down there. And then, yeah, you might have to fight the same monsters, blah, blah, blah. Red Dead Redemption, I'm not even, like, a fourth of the way there because I'm too busy, like, completing little side missions. Yeah. But it's like, I bought everything you can, like, at the first city.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm near whatever. I'm at the next city, and I'm in the shop. It's like, sold out, sold out, sold out. It's like, I bought everything already? Like, really? What, like, why can't you offer me more?
Well, Final Fantasy VII... and 8, for that matter, well, especially Final Fantasy 7, you could go underwater, remember?
Yeah.
And fight ultimate weapon and all that? That shit's fucking cool. That's cool. A side quest. That's fucking hard. Like, that's a side quest.
You don't have to do it, and it's almost impossible to do.
Well, Final Fantasy 13, you fight giant Cactar, and he's killed you in one shot. It's like, well, okay, I guess I'll love... I beat the game, so there's no point for me to even do this anymore, you know what I mean? Another good example of a game that shouldn't have been open world is Brutal Legends.
I think I agree with you. This, it was kind of cool because... it's different, like, it's Jack Black, come on, man.
I love Jack Black.
But it's like, it didn't have to be.
Yeah, like, the whole game was like, I could go there, because it shows you on the map where your next mission is, and along the way I could beat up a couple guys or go kill a couple animals.
There's nothing to really do.
Like, I got bored of it. I was going to do all the achievements, but I'm like, well, I don't feel like going around and killing more guys and driving from this point to that point just so I could kill more guys and then drive back to kill more guys. It's like, that was unnecessary. You could have done a linear story. It's
the game is good if you go from... next point to next point. Basically, if you follow your linear story, even though it's an open world.
With little side quests on the side, but having that giant open world was kind of unneeded.
It's kind of like it wasn't... because they didn't give you enough variety to be like, it's worth having a world this big.
I mean, you...
have you beat the game yet?
I beat the game, yet.
Do you like the part with the... up next, no, I'm kidding. The one where... what's the name? Ozzy Osbourne. Where the song... Mr. Something. Mr. Crowley. The part where she commits suicide and gets absorbed or whatever.
I don't remember. Yeah, but I mean, that game, for like example, like the whole open world thing was kind of unnecessary because, again, the whole thing was repetitive.
Yeah.
If you did like those side quests on the way there as a linear game, that's fine. But as an open world, it's like, well... like, I drive from one side of the map to the other side to kill a bunch of guys, now I gotta drive all the way back to the main storyline.
Yeah.
It's too many things, too repetitive.
But I like the way, like, the places look. Like, you know, Death Zone. It's like, that's kind of cool, but it's
was
like...
unnecessary.
It's like, I didn't want to travel just for the scenery.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, give me something here specifically where I can spend the next 4 hours working on... to, you know, make it worth a trip.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
It's like going all the way to America just to buy a hot dog.
Although their hot dogs, I'm sure, are a lot better than ours.
Yeah, but it's like... and then have to come back because you forgot your wallet.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's weird. I mean, like, games, especially for Final Fantasy, that went from open world to linear, it's a big difference. Like, you need games like Final Fantasy to be open world. It had to be open world. Chrono Cross was open world. Like, every RPG that was good was open world.
Yeah.
And Final Fantasy XIII, they kept it linear, and it was too, like... as if, like, in a game you don't... you play less because all you're doing is pressing one button. Now you're telling me exactly where to go.
And not only that, it still took you forever to beat.
It took me a long time because I tried doing side quests. I don't want to... it was just a long game.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, open world, it's... it goes back to 2D games. 2D games are all linear. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with linear games. I don't... not every game has to be open world.
Yeah, that's what I feel that people... what they're trying to do is they're trying to make everything open world because they can. But you have to understand, if you don't got a solid story... if you don't got something to, like, you have a huge land, you have to have something to occupy the land.
Yeah.
Not necessarily every square feet has to be a mission or a side quest, but it's like, you gotta make the land itself value, like, you know, you have to, I don't know what the hell I'm trying to get at.
No, I know what you mean. Like, like Mirror's Edge, for example. Like, first person games have to be linear.
Yeah.
Like, Mirror's Edge, if that thing was open world, fuck it, I'd be killing myself a long time ago.
It was perfect the way it was.
Yeah, it has to be linear. Call of Duty games have to be linear. And again, a side quest and that thing is like break screens or disarm bombs in like a battlefield and all. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Don't make me run halfway through the map as a open world kind of thing and it's just too much.
Sometimes a battlefield was completely open world. Like,
Duke Nukem 3D is open world. If you play Duke Nukem 3D, it's fucking open world and you have no idea what you're doing. That's what I mean. There's no side quests. There's nothing. I don't know where the hell I'm supposed to go. It's hard to play the game because it's a big open world and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, I mean, I don't know when my foot's in the water or when it's on land, you know? But yeah, I see what you mean. I think that game publishers should have to kind of calm down with the open world.
They're doing what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, you don't have to be open world. You don't.
No.
You're cool with being linear. I'm hoping the next Batman game is linear as well. Like, as linear as Batman Arkham Asylum was. Kind of open world, but small.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope the next Spider-Man game, Shared Dimensions, linear or open world. It's cool. Either way. Dead Rising 2, definitely open world.
See, for the Batman game, I don't mind if it's kind of a big open world, only because if you're able to fly, let's say, the Batwing. What was it called? It's a plane called. Batplane?
Flight plane?
Robin plane?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like, if you're able to actually, I'm not assuming you can, but it'd be awesome if you're able to, you kind of want a bit of a big space so you can fly, so you're not like...
Well, I don't want to fly.
Exactly.
And if I am going to fly, I want it to be linear game. Like in the Fantastic Four game I have, Johnny Blaze, when you're chasing after the Silver Surfer, though they use this fucking part, because this is what I mean when they rush this game out.
Yeah.
You there's a part where a Silver Surfer is flying through the tunnel on this Silver Surfer, and Johnny Blaze goes after him with fire, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, I don't want a whole open world game as me flying around, but they use that fucking point like 5 times already. So
same,
it's one in a tunnel.
Same thing.
Yeah, one in a tunnel, one under a tree. Like, it goes on for fucking ever, too. And it's not fun, it's boring, and there's no obstacles in your way.
It's
just long.
But then it's worse when there's that one thing at the end where you didn't do it fast enough and you gotta do it
all
over again.
You gotta do it
all
over again, yeah. But, like, games like that, you need to be linear. And some, it's either you work or you don't.
Yeah.
Brutal Legends didn't work. It's still a great game, but it didn't work.
There wasn't that much to do, so it didn't work.
I'm looking at my thing. Like, Bionic Commando, the remake one, wasn't open world. It was kind of, but not really. Like, if you went too far, you get radioactive and your flesh falls out and shit.
Which,
but
fine.
It was linear, but you were still able to
freely
move
around.
You have
a bit of a freedom to move your balls around.
Exactly, exactly. And, hold on, I'm just looking at my games here. Enchanted Arms, is that open world?
No.
Lego Batman, if that was open world, it would have been terrible.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
I mean, like, I guess the Simpsons game was another one that was kind of open world. Well, on the Wii it wasn't open world, but on the Xbox 360, it was useless. You could walk around a neighborhood, nothing to do.
No, it's like you can't even go into the Squishy Mart.
Quickie Mart. You could, but there's nothing to do there. A perfect example of a game with open world that had nothing to do was No More Heroes.
I never played the game. I only played for like
five
minutes.
No More Heroes, and it's like from one destination to the next, it's so fucking painful because the city's just so bland, right? There's nothing to do there. Like, there's no reason for this hub to be here. Then they fix the No More Heroes 2 by making, like, a selection screen as opposed to driving around town.
Which is good.
Yeah, which they fixed it. So that's what I mean. Like, some games either work or they don't.
You have to, like, at one point in Red Dead Redemption, I was so tired of riding a horse from one place to another, I decided to ride a mule.
All right,
and it's a lot slower, but it was something different.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So, but it's like, yeah, if you're going to make it big, give it the variety of a way you travel. You know, fuck, I wouldn't mind riding a woman all the way to the end, one side to another, and just watching her just scream like, ah!
That's precious, man.
Yeah, that's precious. Precious! But it's like, either you give you a large variety of ways of getting there, or you and occupy the space.
Mm-hmm.
Or just don't do it.
Just don't do it, yeah, exactly.
Red Dead Redemption, I'm pretty sure, would be an awesome game if it was half the map.
Yeah.
And all the cities on the bottom half just combined with the top half.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it would be America anymore.
Is this supposed to be America?
I don't know.
Supposed to be Liberty City.
Red Dead Redemption?
Wow, yeah, back in the day. Liberty City back in the day.
I don't know.
That's what I thought it was.
I'm too busy shooting turtles.
Well, anyways, yeah, so open world games, either you work or you don't.
Pretty much.
2D games, either you work or you don't.
2D games, I think they always work.
Not always.
How can you go wrong with 2D games?
You can go wrong with 2D games.
Well,
back controls.
Yeah, I guess that's just like the minor details, man.
Yes, man. Well, that went weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, well, there we go. Another hour and something, 8 minutes.
So
not bad.
So we can occupy the time.
There we go. We had a, yeah, we weren't camping this weekend, so we were busy.
We're tired.
Anyway, so yeah, so we spoke about news, new releases, back to 2D, and your open world rant. Which wasn't a rant.
No,
it
was no, just,
it was just
an observation.
Yes.
Yes, quite.
Anyways, make sure to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/theparanerds. Subscribe to us on iTunes, leave comments, rate it. Leave comments on all our articles and our podcasts. We enjoy comments. We like it no matter how mean or how nice. We love all of you equally as much as you love all of us.
I prefer mean, though.
Really?
Because it gives us something to argue back.
That's
or
true.
Talk back, and then it starts a whole, like, chain of comments.
That is true. That
Think
is
of it. You get one comment saying good job, it's like one. You get one comment being like you guys are fags, and then the next thing you know, from one to like 1,000 comments.
That is true. Be the biggest dicks to us on our comments section. But anyways, hey, I'm Kevin from Paranerds.com, working on a new top 10 list, which is coming out maybe this week.
Maybe?
It should be out this week.
That means we're talking about it next week?
That means we'll be talking about it next week. Every end of the month somewhere, we talk about a new top 10. And you saw the list. What did you think about it?
I thought it was okay.
All right, thanks.
I agree with it.
Oh, good. Thanks a lot.
So it worked.
And there should be another Game Rage article, maybe on GamingForte.com. If not there, then Paranerds.com, one or the other.
Yeah.
Depends how long they update. But yeah, I'm Kevin from Paranerds.com.
And I'm Rooster.
Saying we'll see you guys or talk to you guys. Never know how to end this next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Red Dead Redemption.
That's a good one.